So I'm going to spend a couple of minutes talking to you about Java Fett script in the heart of Yosemite. Oh my goodness, this is such an amazing place. And if you ever get a chance to come out here for a couple of days, or at least a day, your head will be flown backwards, inside out. It is totally and fantastically beautiful. And I'm walking around around the meadows between the mountain ranges, as I can see. The river is dried out for this time of the year. So JavaFX script, as you really do know already, that Oracle have decided not to continue it with it, the alternative and original DSL compile JavaFX script compiler. It will be held now, and for the JavaFX, for Java or JavaFX 2.0, this release will be written in Java. So what does this mean? A great advantage is that it opens the doors for other alternative JVM languages such as Scala. Now, Stephen Chin has announced this project, so which I noted from Java 1, and we had shared a lunch together. It's called Visage, as in Victor, Indigo, Sierra, Alpha, Golf, Echo. Visage project. And it's at visage-lang.org. Now, Stephen wants to take this, the Open JavaFX compiler, over completely and add some enhancements. One of the great enhancements that he was thinking of was having a default property or attribute for the JavaFX script language, which would simplify how you define declarative syngraph nodes. And so, for example, you could have content as a default attribute or property, and so you could anything embedded inside that syngraph node would automatically be put into the content. Not sure how this works out as a language effects enhancement in hindsight, or in foresight rather, because as you probably have guessed, my compilation theory is pretty lacking at this moment. Last time I did compilers was back in university, and you learnt the basics of it, like Lex, Yak, for passing your English language into identities or lexemes or tokens that you would generate an abstract syntax tree, and then from that you're generating actual code using an optimizer, or maybe generate another language like C and have another compiler compile that. Anyway, we're getting way beyond the point here for this little audio boo. So my other burgeoning interest is Scala, and so I'm really interested in really Pete for getting a domain specific language written using Scala, and so that you can then call the up and coming JavaFX 2.0 Java API using a common DSL in Scala, of course. Easy analysis. You can't do it with case classes, not in the way. You can certainly create those objects, but they need to be pairs, and because the properties on them may change, and that's the way JavaFX script is through binding, it doesn't make sense to use case classes. Case classes in Scala are immutable. Right, so the next bit is basically the binding API. We don't know how that's going to be. I can pretty much guess what the binding API might look like in version 1. So at the moment, it's pretty exciting days. And I want to give a shout out to Paul King for his excellent last Java 1 technical session, which was programming domain-specific languages in Groovy. Outstanding. And I'm going to go back to my Yosemite walking around the meadows. See you later.